Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include the fall of traditional marketing, who's to blame for the skills gap we hear so much about, and how to manage the buzz around fantasy football at your office. We'll start with this, the most common thing that business owners are saying right now. Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
I keep hearing this from business owners like local optical shops owner Sharon Decker.
The old stuff that we used to do is just not working anymore, which was, you know, a lot of print ads, you know, a lot of kind of mailings. And, you know, it was okay. But now we're actually looking market-wise differently. We are doing a lot more with social media, and we are doing less print. And we feel that business has picked up because of those reasons.
And the small business owner says enough with worrying about Warby Parker.
Most of my cousins would always say, like, how do they sell glasses online? I mean, there's so much involved. And there is. I mean, there's, you know, whether it's the frame fit. I'm a nut when it comes to frame fit and making sure it fits the bridge and making sure the optical centers are right, making sure that, you know, they're getting the best quality lens in there. So I don't consider, you know, Warby Parker, say, my competitor.
Sharon says Warby Parker's glasses are for 20 to 35-year-olds with few vision problems. But now, Warby's customers' parents want that look, too, and come to a local, respected optical shop to get it. I'm Joe Connolly for The Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Joe. Ever since the recession, you've heard hiring managers complain about a skills gap among job applicants, which is making it difficult to fill job openings. They say workers lack proper training and education. But new research from Peter Capelli, the director of the Center for Human Resources at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says it's employers that are to blame here. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrunn in Washington. Josh, give us the background.
One of the explanations that a lot of employers in particular have put forward is that maybe there's a skills gap, that the workers that are out there just don't have, you know, the skills of the future that the employers need, that, you know, employers need people that have technological skills and maybe the workforce doesn't have them. They need people that have specialized, specialized training, specialized skills.
This would have had to have started happening before the recession, though, right? It wasn't like we had a couple of years of a recession and all of a sudden nobody had skills anymore, right? Or is that possible?
Well, that's kind of one of the things that's so puzzling about the claim that there's now this huge skills gap is that, you know, in 2006 and 2007, you didn't hear this argument very often. This is a fairly recent argument. And so it's a great question of, you know, why did suddenly this huge cohort of people come into place that, you know, they had skills 10 years ago they don't have now? And, you know, some employers will say, well, the technology has changed. This is just a much more modern economy than it was before the recession. But I think there's a lot of reason to and that's what we wrote about some research from the University of Pennsylvania. That's what their research kind of looked at. They said, wait a second, is this a problem with have the workers changed or have the employers changed? And they concluded that it's actually the employers that have changed.
All right. And one of the reasons they give, have they stopped doing in-house training? Is there poor succession planning? What's going on?
The in-house training is a big one that there's actually some data for. You know, just a decade ago, there were, twice as many people that were in apprenticeship programs. There were about 50% more apprenticeship programs registered with the Department of Labor than there are today. And so that would actually seem to explain maybe really well why employers can't find the workers that have the skills they want. And employers, for a variety of reasons, have just given up on training programs at precisely the moment they say they need specific skills.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrunn in Washington. Coming up next, managing fantasy football enthusiasm at your office.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Note to managers, don't be intimidated by reports indicating that productivity at the office will be hurt by employees engaging in fantasy football leagues. Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network, a staffing and recruiting firm based in Chicago, says fantasy football can actually boost workplace productivity if managed correctly. Tom, how do you see this?
I think it's really actually a positive thing. It should build company camaraderie. It should get people on the same page. The key is to acknowledge that it's going to be there and still manage accordingly. It's no different than what was going on years ago. People were worried about March Madness. This happens to go on for 15 or 16 weeks, I guess 17 weeks. So it's a little bit more elongated than 3 weeks of March Madness, but it's the same methodology. Now, aside from the crazy guys who want to be commissioner and manage the whole gosh darn league, you really shouldn't have a drop in productivity.
All right, so what do you recommend to managers who have employees who they know will be taking part in this?
First and foremost, the manager should get involved. They should play in the fantasy football league, especially with their top producers. When you're a part of it, you become less critical. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, what you really need to do is be upfront with the guys that you and girls. We have a bunch of girls in our company that play, and be upfront with them and say, listen, I know you're going to be playing with it. When we have work to do and projects to be completed, we need to make sure that we focus on this. You don't ignore the deadlines that you have, you manage around it. And if people need to work later, come in early because their Monday mornings are a little bit abbreviated due to looking at their rosters, then so be it. No one's saying throw your goals out the window. They're saying let your people have some fun.
We're speaking with Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. We're talking about how fantasy football can boost worker productivity. All right, so football turns into basketball season, turns into baseball. What about the folks who are really involved in other fantasy leagues? Because football's not the only one.
Well, I think you got to be a little bit careful. You're right. It can be going on the whole time. But what we did actually for March Madness is we tied it into a client activity. And what we said to our clients was, we want you to participate in our pool. And then we actually had a party for the NCAA championship and got our clients to be there. So we found a way to incorporate our salespeople, our internal staff, and our clients in order to create a more customer relationship. I think the more you can do with that, the more you tie everything together, and that can be effective. Right now on the fantasy side, it's really football that drives the engine.
Yeah.
I don't think, aside from football and March Madness, I don't really see any other events. You need to embrace it.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. If you want more on small business topics, trends, and startup ideas, you can check out WSJ.com and click the Small Business tab. You can also get small business tips by following me on Twitter with the handle @GordonDeal. I'm Gordon Deal for The Wall Street Journal.